Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
Tech and innovation.
We're joined now by Lindy Lawson-Smith, the CEO of Umuzi, to tell us more, not only about the platform, but the amazing work that it's doing by providing job and working opportunities to learners in upskilling them by leveraging technology. Lindy, such a pleasure to have you, and thank you so much for your patience tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Gugu.
I'm excited to talk about this because so often we hear and we bemoan the economic challenges we have in the country, the joblessness rate, and of course, just the frustrations that youth have in terms of getting the necessary training and skilling. Help us understand how Umuzi as a platform, you know, works to bridge this divide and solve for this particular challenge in the country.
Cool. Thanks. I think Umuzi has been working in this kind of learning to earning pathway space for marginalized young people for a really long time. And up until quite recently, we've been very, very focused on skills. I suppose that our thinking in the last 18 months has shifted a lot. We're seeing hundreds of thousands of skilled young people who, despite having really, you know, impressive technical and digital skill, for example, are still unable to access employment. So obviously, you know, we've got this massive youth unemployment problem in South Africa, which we talk about a lot. But what we don't talk about nearly enough is how, you know, 23% of university graduates can't access work.
Yes.
And you've seen as sort of the pinnacle of what you can do when you leave school. The numbers get even worse if you look at people who've got sort of vocational or technical training. And the flip side of that is, you know, every day we see reports in the media about job vacancies for in-demand skills, you know, particularly tech. 118,000 digital roles unfilled in South Africa. And somehow we've got these young people with skills and we have these businesses that are apparently desperate for this talent and they're not finding each other. So something is going wrong.
Yeah.
I think that we know that with AI, there are way fewer entry-level jobs available for young people. I think that the other thing that we are seeing is that skills simply just aren't enough anymore. No matter how skilled you are, you might still lack the professional competencies and the ability to sort of package yourself, demonstrate your portfolio, show off your experience in a way that creates confidence in potential employers to actually, you know, enable them to make you some kind of offer. And the other thing that we know, is, particularly in South Africa, is that a lot of professional success is augmented by social capital.
Yes.
And if there is one thing that is very unequally distributed in South Africa, and obviously there's not one thing, there are many things, but social capital is one of the things that is particularly unequally distributed in South Africa. So I think that the Experience Lab is really Umuzi's answer to that problem. So we have partnered with the IDC, the Industrial Development Corporation, and we are piloting this program at the moment, which is really a last-mile incubator, is what we're calling it. And it's an opportunity for young people to bridge that gap, to come in with skills, with the technical skills that they need, and then to leverage experience by completing impact gigs, by doing some project-based learning, and by accessing sort of mentorship, coaching, and a real community that supports the growth in that social capital.
Lindy, what I love about this is, as you've mentioned, you know, you bridge the gap and the divide. So it goes beyond just having a pretty CV and a qualification, but you're also helping them literally craft and put together their portfolio through practical work, practical insight for large projects as well as clients, which then provides a segue for them to, you know, pursue other job opportunities. Talk to us a little bit more about, you know, how this actually works, especially when it comes to attracting the necessary corporates who allow and facilitate for these young South Africans to participate in the projects that they bring on board.
Thanks so much. We're very lucky that we have already got a number of great South African partners and people who we've been working with for a really long time. So that has been a great support to us in this process. At the same time, you know, we recognize that there are a number of sort of small and micro enterprises in South Africa who could really do with this kind of support. They could really do with being able to access skills to develop them, particularly from a technical perspective, in a way that they couldn't really afford to pay for. So we're leveraging sort of a co-funding model to, you know, allow corporates to pay for work to be done for SMEs, for example. And we're also leveraging a lot of AI to sort of simulate real life experiences and to also connect young people to opportunities.
Got you. I'm so encouraged by this because there's one of the ads on your website actually goes from, you know, unemployed talent to high value employee. And this obviously speaks to that churn or I guess transition that we hope to see where more South Africans can actually get full time jobs. In your previous endeavors as well as previous accelerator programs, you know, what is the traction and retention been for young students to actually get full time work?
So, I mean, in the South African context, we've really had a huge amount of success. So about 80% of the young people who've been through our programs are placed in permanent roles in
That's
what
huge.
They have studied towards. So it is huge. It is amazing. But sort of, as I was saying at the beginning, I think that we are seeing a shifting trend there. And the trend is that employers in South Africa are increasingly less likely to hire young people who just have skills because they want experience. But then the young person has no way of getting experience because they can't get a first job. So I suppose that what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a series of experiences for young people that simulate that first job, that first job for them to enable them to then access the next opportunity. We work with a lot of, you know, obviously local employers and international employers, and I'm often amazed, and not necessarily in a good way, by their incredibly high expectations for young people going into entry-level roles.
Really?
And the rigor of the processes that candidates have to go through in order to access those roles. And I think, you know, in some ways, I just feel like we have set young people up for failure. We've kind of set skills up as the pinnacle of what you want to achieve. Mm. And the reality is that skills are generally pretty accessible now, and skills just aren't enough.
Exactly. I'm so glad you mentioned this because it almost sounds as though this can be used as a case study for so many other industries. Yes, get the youth to study and get the academic background. But then in terms of skills, we do need to make sure that we create an experience lab for them. So it almost sounds as though this, you know, should be adopted by many other industries outside of tech. But what I am keen to hear your thoughts on, Lindy, we never know who's listening. There's a high number of unemployed youth in South Africa. There are parents and cool aunts and uncles like myself who also might want to support their loved ones by seeking employment. So for anyone who's interested in participating in the Experience Lab, what's the qualifying criteria, the time frame, the deadline, application process? And if they don't make it, are there alternative programs that Umuzi has in order to facilitate and fast track this experiential skills development, but also experience development of the youth?
Sure, absolutely. So from an Experience Lab perspective, we really are looking at people who do have some sort of existing skills. So that might be a university degree, it might be some sort of vocational training, because we're not looking to upskill people so much as enable them to sort of practice what they've already learned in a professional context.
Gotcha.
People are welcome to go to our website. They're welcome to apply. There's a selection process that you would go through based on what pathways we're recruiting for, which is obviously linked to demand that we see in the market. So it might be web development, it might be data science. If you don't necessarily meet those criteria, or if you don't have the right sort of aptitude, we are still very much running the skills part of our business, and that is definitely a feeder into our Experience Lab, one of the many feeders into the Experience Lab. So for young people who haven't necessarily had the opportunity yet to develop skills, they could definitely apply for one of our more traditional sort of skills-based programs as a starting point to access that system.
100%. And employers are also encouraged to go to your website because you've got the talent. So if anyone's sitting out there saying we don't have data scientists, you're showing us that, hold on, there's data scientists aplenty. And they do come with a great base of work.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Lindy, such a pleasure speaking to you. I am looking forward to hearing more updates as to how this does grow and develop. The 80% success rate in terms of job placements is also something that is commendable and respected. So congratulations to you and your team for that phenomenal work that you do, not as an organization, but also in changing the lives of so many youth in the country. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Lindy Lawson-Smith, CEO of Umuzi. If you'd like to find out more information, do visit their website, umuzi.org. Quite literally, ensuring that South Africans do have digital skills for tech careers. Really important, as we often complain about youth having the qualification but no experience. Well, how do they get the experience without the job? And if you're not giving them the job because of the experience, then what's the solution? Well, sounds like Umuzi has certainly developed it here. But as you've just noted, it's a minute before 8 o'clock and it does bring us to the end of our conversation around all things tech and innovation. But before we wrap up the show, we've had an amazing conversation with many of you on the business of Comrades, on the company results that we've discussed, and even taking a look at our tastes in vehicles, especially if you happen to be under the age of 35. As we heard in our earlier conversation with Andrew Hibbert, auto data analyst and team lead at Lightstone, South Africans, boy, do you love VW as a brand. It's still dominating in terms of the number one brand that is purchased by individuals under the age of 35. Ladies, seems as though passenger princess, yes, we enjoy it, but we also like being behind the wheel because we're also seeing an increase in the number of female vehicle owners in the last 10 years, and that's shifted significantly. I asked you earlier, what are you driving? What are you buying? What's the vehicle brand that you associated with? And if you have a particular taste, and as you can hear, Bula Boot is playing in the background, hey? Because it's typically that vehicle song. But let's also hear from many of you about your vehicle taste in South Africa. Making business simple. As I've always said, there's a business story in everything, from the cars we drive, how much we spend on them, and actually why we love them. Quite clear that VW is still a very prominent brand in the country. Everything from Golf 1 to Velocity. Hey man, Kumbis. We've come a long way, eh? Now we're on to Polos and Tiguans, I see. But keep sharing your thoughts throughout the course of the week with us. 0636880959. And of course, coming up on Point of View with Phemelo Modene. You don't want to miss that show either. Speaking of which, tune in to Point of View with Phemelo as it starts now. She'll be joined by the executive mayor of the city of Ekurhuleni, Nkosi Ndiphile Qhakaza, where he'll be discussing the city's plans in partnering with the private sector to boost the economy. City of Ekurhuleni, a partnership that works.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.